Did you get off work?
5:30.
So you couldn't stop by your polling real quick to go.
There's
vote?
No way you can make it through the polls in like less than 15 minutes.
I did it in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, not at my polling.
Where'd
place.
You vote?
I have to vote at the one on Daughtry. There's like a church on Daughtry,
mm-hmm.
which great separation of church and state, right. By the way, where you can
we
only
talked about
vote
that
in a church.
At work.
I'm sorry, but my feet burn when I touch a church.
Yeah. Usually the church burns
I'm
down
Catholic,
when I go in.
So oh. That means I can't go in church unless it's Sunday. Or at least I
or you're sinning.
Catholic.
Or you're...
I was born a Catholic, which means genetically I can't go to church unless it's
genetically Sunday. You're the right religion?
Yes, that too.
Wait a minute, which Catholic though?
Roman
Catholic?
Catholic.
Oh, okay. The good ones.
I those took cool a ones. Test online to mm-hmm. see what it was actually a really good test. I liked it because it gave you like a lot of options and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but it rated the percentage of like your relation to that religion,
mm-hmm.
and of the top I got 100% on Mahayana Buddhist, and the lowest one on the list was Roman Catholic with like 23%.
Oh, my phone's already started. Anyway, we're you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Ryan's on the show again.
For shizzle.
He's
that's because I
lot,
show up.
So.
Bitches love me because they know that I'm on time.
I wouldn't necessarily say on time.
If anything, I'm early.
How many times were you supposed to record on a Sunday and you never showed up? Yeah, you can't answer it because it's been a lot of times.
Yeah, well, listen.
And then you can't even go vote.
I'm a busy man. Look, if I...
Do not
no,
bitch
I'm
about
pissed,
anything.
I am pissed about the voting thing, though, because... Tuesday? What the fuck? Like,
it's always
seriously.
On a Tuesday.
I know, exactly. And sometimes traditions should change.
So it should be on what day for you?
At least, maybe even more than one day. Like, you have
oh, you
one
can't
day
even go there either because every... the week before that, you could have did early voting.
Early voting?
Yeah, and you could do absentee ballot.
They don't count absentee ballots unless it's, like, really, really close. So it's then your vote doesn't count. Like
but you could
you
do the Tuesday before.
Now.
You could have went to the courthouse. There was a place in Lakeland. The
I see. Where am I supposed to hear about this?
It's in the paper. You don't read.
I can't read the paper.
It's online.
Where online? Do I have to like go
theledger.com.
To some special website?
Theledger.com.
Who the hell goes to theledger.com?
People
well,
that live in Lakeland.
I'm sorry. I actually saw somebody on theledger.com today, and I was thinking we can access theledger.com at work.
Can we? Can you?
Apparently.
Did you try it?
I didn't try it, no, because I don't want to get fired, damn.
True. How about one time, I don't know what happened, but for like a week straight, the computer I was using to access into the QA people
mm-hmm.
had an Internet Explorer on it, and I had internet all
Oh, yeah, I remember
day,
that you were telling
long.
Me about
that. I had it that whole week.
It was the last week you were there, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Been, you. Oh, my God. would it let you download stuff?
It let me download AOL Instant Messenger and
word,
Yahoo.
Word.
And it let me go to gay.com.
Uh-oh.
And bear 411.
You would think that would, like... Because, you know, it's supposed to send up a red flag when you go to any mm-hmm. unauthorized sites anyway. You would think that, like, any, like... Outside
gay,
the realm of,
right.
like...
what if it was...
Bison.
Gay
or.
Goth Hunter Boys or something like that. Or Garrett. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Mr. G.
Well, it's all right, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He doesn't listen to the show anyway.
That you know of.
He may listen to this show if you're listening, Garrett. take that. I farted in your ear. Actually, I farted in probably about 77 people's ears on average.
Oh, On average, actually, the average has gone up to about 90.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
How did the last show do?
Did well, the last show messages? That we just posted has only been up there for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's like 25 downloads or something. But look, Bear 411. But the show before that, maybe if we get there. Look.
Oh, aren't I precious?
26. And cheese on your tube steak, 91. There was cream all over my shirt, 127.
What was that? That me? I was on.
No, this is Allison.
Okay.
Allison holds the record as the most downloaded.
Word.
The most downloaded in 1 week.
Ooh.
So, you're gonna have to beat that. You think you could do that?
And not if you put that fucking picture up there. People are like, I don't want to listen to the Unabomber. I don't agree with him.
I don't agree with gay Jesus. And then everybody, like, on my live journal said that you look like that Ryan Dunn or Dunn guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. The show's going all right, I guess.
Yeah.
We gained more listeners for some reason.
Ooh, fancy. Fancy.
Oh, I'm meeting another podcaster this week.
Who are you meeting?
Shannon from B-Talk.
B-Talk.
We're going to the gay campground at Dade City. Oh. It's a Bear-a-palooza.
Is it like in the woods?
It's campground.
Okay, well, like, listen, I've been to campgrounds.
Where do bears live?
Listen, I've been to a campground where there's no woods, okay? Where there is, like, barren field.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like fun.
15, motherfucker.
I think there's like a huge lake there, and like there's the back wooded area for wooded things. I don't know anything about that. I'm not going there.
Oh, I see. So it's Saddle Creek esque.
Yes, but legal. You pay to get in.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're sleeping in a tent.
Uh-oh.
I don't. A 5-man tent.
Oh.
Which, fat guys, that merely means 2.5.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go? No. They'd love you, Ryan.
Yeah, I know they would.
They'd be all over you like white on rice. You'd be their little bear cub.
That would be like, I don't know. I can't even think of what it would be like. No.
Scary?
It would be bad for me.
It'd be a first-time experience?
Yes, sometimes.
Don't you try anything first? Don't you try anything once or twice?
There's some things, like, I just know I don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, for instance, anal sex, never.
What if you don't have a choice?
Never, I'm not even. If I don't have a choice, then I don't have a choice. In this situation, there's a choice present, and I'm taking my choice.
Well, don't be alarmed if there's a masked man at your car tomorrow after you get off work.
Uh-oh. I have a fancy dinner party to go to, thank you very much.
Okay.
I gotta get my tuxedo shirt on, and I gotta get some pants, and like maybe a jacket.
You're gonna wear a jacket over your tuxedo shirt?
Yes. And a top hat, and I was gonna try to get a monocle and a cane, but those might be hard to come by.
What about a pipe?
Oh, I have a pipe.
Oh. I'm not sure a you crack do. Crack pipe.
Your mom smokes a crack pipe.
Your mom makes my crack.
Oh, I heard something interesting on the radio this week.
What's that?
Apparently they're doing a Black Sabbath movie, like about Black Sabbath, like a drama about Black Sabbath. And supposedly they have signed Christopher Walken to play Ozzy Osbourne.
He could probably talk like him.
But just, like, think about, but you know, Christopher weird. Walken they don't have the same crazy facial. Voice. Like, and he'd be all like, he'd be like, I just think I snorted a line of ants.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
He doesn't even look like
really
him.
He's really tall, too, and Ozzy Osbourne's not that tall. I mean, he's like, Ozzy's like a medium guy. And
Christopher's
like,
tall.
Christopher Walken's pretty tall.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always see him in The Headless Horseman, you know, that movie. Sleepy Hollow. That's the only time I ever think of him.
Actually, no, I've never seen
And that. SNL, when he's like the lover man or whatever. He's trying to get the woman not to leave.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, my God. God, I can't believe I can't remember. He's like, your brooch. I found
your brooch. He's so funny.
Champagne. Have some sweet.
Guess what else I saw? I don't think so.
Outside commentary, dog.
No one wants to hear you.
Yes.
Finbar. No, sir. Lay down.
Borscht.
Lay down. Good boy. So, the Dixie Chicks have a documentary coming out about their life after the comments, what they said about President Bush.
Yeah.
And, like, they're all their meetings with the record companies and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I want to go see it. Because she supposedly says a whole lot worse about President Bush than what she said on stage.
Oh, and then maybe come into her house.
Yeah,
right. Maybe scheduling a meeting on the internet help desk with her.
Right. No, the internet desk, threat desk.
Internet threat desk. Are you tired of your threats not being organized? The internet threat desk can help. Just go to CIA.gov.
That was, no one ever believes me about that. No one CIA, Secret Service.
Oh, whatever.
No one believes me. They're like, oh, no, that's too far-fetched. I'm like, I am serious. It fucking happened.
You should have took pictures.
Like, they took my picture.
Me with the Secret Service.
With their dark glasses on.
Hey.
There's also other movies coming out.
Can you hold this camera, dude? Like, and take a picture of me with the other Secret Service guy? Do it from up above.
Can you take your picture with your zipper down?
Yeah, can you, like...
Show a little hair.
Yeah, give me a little chest hair.
They had no personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they like, hello, Ricky E. Burton?
Not so robotic.
No.
Just like, are you Richard Burton? Like, yes.
Answer yes or no, please.
And how old are you? No, they wanted more yes. They wanted more than yes or no.
Oh, really? That's,
they actually said something to me about it.
Oh, that's creepy.
They said, you don't have a lot to say, do you? I was like, no. And they go, you can't explain anything in detail? No. Because they were asking me the same questions over and over, just in different sentences.
Yeah.
Like I was fucking retarded or something. Yeah. But anyway, there's this other movie coming out called, like, 8 Movies I'd Die For, or 8 Films I'd Die For, and it's like 8 movies, horror movies, that are so vulgar that they can't even show them, like, in movie theaters. But they are. So I don't get it.
Wait.
Yeah, it's called 8 Movies to Die For. There's 8 movies coming out November 17th through the 19th. Only those 2 days. Or 3 days.
I guess I'm not going to see any.
I'm going to watch them because they look scary as shit.
Are they actually scary or are they gory?
Because
I don't think gory is scary. I'm just like, well, that's gross.
Let me bring it up.
Good idea. That's just gross.
Let me bring it up.
Like, poop is also gross. Like, I'm not going to get scared by some poop, though. I'm not going to be like, oh, no. God, poop!
Here we go. I'll let you watch the, 8 Films to Die For.
8 Films to Die For. She's got a tiger on her butt.
Watch.
Butt tiger.
Excuse me, listeners, or excuse us.
Butttiger.com.
I'll cut this part out.
Is it going to be the number 4? Oh, it is. That one looked goofy. The one with the floating head just looked kind of goofy. ButtTiger.com.
ButtTiger. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
You don't think it looks scary?
Some of it looks scary. I will say it doesn't look like the new line of like, it's not scary, but it's gross as hell. Like Saw. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're like.
Which I still want to see Saw 3.
Yeah, I want to see. I haven't seen Saw 2 yet. I think we Netflixed it, and it just hasn't come yet. Because Fur has this bad habit of Netflixing movies and then not watching them for like a month. And I'm like, I don't want to watch these shitty ass movies that you've rented.
Return them for.
No, because that'd be mean.
She can always put them back on her list.
No, because she'll get pissed off because it is her Netflix or whatever. Oh. But, you know, it's still a pain in the ass to have to like sit there like,
we'll see if she'll
I think we have like something time. When a Stranger Calls and like...
The original or the new one?
Lame.com or something like that. I don't know.
There's a movie called .com.
No,
it's a scary movie.
You mean Fear.com?
Yeah, Fear.com.
Yeah, no, it's. Sorry. I think that's on the list somewhere.
It's.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh,
and you know what? You know what? I mentioned to her like maybe you should watch some classic cinema like the old Bond movies or like the old Godzilla movies. I was like, even the old Godzilla movies, they're at least funny to like you know get tore up and watch and be like, hey, look at the goofy looking thing. But they're classic cinema. I mean, regardless of how good
how
the
about
quality
is, Steel Magnolia. That's classic.
That's not really a type of movie for me and Fur, though.
I think it would be. I think you would share tears together.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. I probably should see it just so I could understand references in it, but other than that,
yeah,
that would probably be the only reason I'd see it.
If there's a guy that's quoting that movie...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of gay.
That would also like help with my
gaydar.
Yeah.
So how are you at gaydar?
I'm actually pretty good, like for the most part. I used to be a lot better. Like I used to be like,
well, like all your friends in school wanted you.
Yeah. Well, you know,
things happen. That's what happens when you're so cute, huh?
Oh yes.
When you're like the only guy in school with a full beard.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up, y'all?
Oh, and Pedro. He had a mustache.
Yeah. No, actually, there was a dude in high school who had a much bigger beard than me, and I was...
Oh, really?
I was slightly jealous. I mean, it was very impressive. Like, it was bigger than mine is now.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
How long have you been growing that for? Do you trim it at all?
I used to trim it, but I'm not this winter. This winter, I'm going to let it grow. See how it goes.
Are you going to braid it? Don't braid it. That's so gross.
Why would I braid my beard? Unless it got like real long and it was like...
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like tiny little
braids. You should get extensions.
I don't need beard extensions. And seriously, what the hell color would I use? Because it's like...
Oh, no, you'd do multicolor. Like George Clinton.
Nah, I'm good. I want to be all natural. So.
I can smell that you're all natural.
Oh.
Whoops, sorry. This is probably a little late by the time they hear this, but, you know, the United States is in an uproar.
In an uproar about...
Yeah, they're really upset.
About?
Brittany and Kevin.
Oh.
That...
An American tradition
has been broken.
Torn apart at the seams.
FedEx. Kevex. Ex-Fed.
The country is just unraveling. It's seriously probably going to break a civil war out.
Civil
War II, the return of the Civil War.
That was in V for Vendetta. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't the United States in the Civil War again?
I think it was Britain in that movie.
No, it was America that was in the war.
Oh, yeah.
Britain was trying to protect them.
Yeah.
Britain was the one that was trying to...
America was at war, air quotes, and Britain was protecting them, air quotes.
Right. That was a weird movie.
It was a weird movie. But I could see it happening here. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Like in 10 to 20 years.
Oh, I hope not that soon.
Oh, yeah.
A civil war or them protecting us?
Them protecting us.
Well, they're already
protecting us by, you know, monitoring people with beards' phone calls. If you've got a beard, we're going to listen to your phone calls.
That's like a lot of people.
So like none of the people asked me like wanted to ask me any questions or anything.
I don't think that episode has gotten on yet.
Oh really?
That wasn't on Yeah, that wasn't that episode. Oh, you okay. Still have a episode backed up.
Oh, wow.
We have like 3 shows backed up.
Damn. Hot damn.
I know. Which is kind of, I think it's kind of bad because then everything we talk about is like old news.
Yeah.
Like, by the time this comes out, people are like,
so did you hear about Donald Rumsfeld? Oh! Yeah.
What was up with that? I know, I don't know the whole story because I haven't read up on it, but I know, like, last week President Bush said he's going to stay, and then, like, this week he's like, no.
Yeah, I quit. I'm cool with it. Like, fuck that dude. Fuck that dude in the ass. In fact, if anyone's out there, if you could...
Fuck that dude in the ass.
Fuck that dude in the ass.
Yeah. Who would do it, though?
I don't know.
I'm somebody, not even that desperate.
Listen, somebody's got to take one for the team. Team!
I don't think I could do that.
Somebody out there will do it for the team.
Somebody needs to fuck President Bush up the ass. Oh. I better be careful.
Yeah. Like, they're going to come to your house and...
They probably already heard it. They're probably on their way.
Yeah, they're like...
I heard you just say you want someone to fuck President Bush up the ass.
The Secret Service loves foulmonkeys.com, and we are appalled that you would say anything about our esteemed president.
They call our comment line and disguise their voice.
This is S.
Bob.
We just wanted to say that go to the internet threat desk and
dial 1-800.
1-800. You wanna kill the president.
Oh, there's another movie out that I saw. It's called The Death of a President.
Uh-oh.
And it's supposed to be set like in October 18th of 2007, the assassination of George Bush.
Oh.
It's a
October
movie.
October 18th?
Of next year. Yeah. Oh. I saw the trailer on it.
Yeah. Well...
What do you don't think that's, like, threatening? I would think that's threatening.
Yeah, I think a movie about, like, does it focus on what happened afterwards or before it?
Before and after.
The events leading up to it? Or, oh, okay.
It's like a whole, it's kind of like a mockumentary kind of thing of, like.
I wonder if, like, November 9th or October 19th, they'd be like, Like, what?
We told you it was coming.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'd have to, somebody would have to find Cheney, though.
If he's alive.
Yeah. He's harder to find than Osama bin Laden.
Is there an Osama bin Laden?
Probably not.
I don't think there is.
Probably not. Like, the bin Ladens are probably like, we don't know what you are talking about, eh? Bin Laden, we have no Osama in our family. We have no idea what you Americans are talking about.
Wow. You know, Middle Eastern, right up in the living room of the
Polk
County.
Damn, bin Laden's coming through here. Shh. You know how they're always running through here. No, the regular ones.
Oh, okay.
Not the...
Well, I don't think any of them live in the United States anymore. I think they all left.
No, because they all left.
I with the United States help.
United States either.
With the United States help.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Like, the day after 9/11 or whatever.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about anything in a Michael Moore movie, though, because that dude pisses me off.
Yeah.
He's worse than Bush.
You think?
Yes, because, and a lot of people probably...
What about the gun movie? Did you watch that?
The gun movie, I did like the gun movie. Mm-hmm. I did like that one. That one was a little bit more down to earth and actually not where he's, like, you know...
Attacking people?
Kind of. Not so much attacking people, but lying blatantly.
You think he's lying?
No, he didn't just lie. He edited what people said to make them say different things. People that appeared in that movie, he edited a lot of what they said to make it appear like they said one thing when actually they meant something.
Are you taking up for George
different.
Bush?
No, I say I say what could happen is Michael Moore could attack George Bush.
Oh, he's just gross.
And then like maybe something bad happens, mm-hmm. and then Michael Moore goes to jail for the rest of his life. And then like I'll dance like this.
I've only watched two things, and that was the...
Yeah, the 9/11 thing, and then the Bowling for Columbine one was pretty good. That one, I'll give him that one, but then he just got up his own ass and mm-hmm. then did Fahrenheit 9/11.
Have you seen online that whole cover-up thing? Like, they think they planted bombs in the Twin Towers, like the United States did, because they're saying that there's no way a plane would make a building fall like that. Like, there was actual bombs
that imploded. I've heard a lot of stuff like that. But there's a, I mean, there's been stuff like that throughout the entirety of history.
Yeah.
I could see it, though, because, like, it's the same thing as with the Pearl Harbor thing, where against all orders, almost the entire naval fleet was moved to Pearl Harbor. Like,
retarded.
Yeah, they're like, and apparently, let's put them the closest to the country we're at war with.
The Japanese weren't the first one to do anything. We bombed a Japanese submarine, and then...
And...
Did you like that?
They was also that were... yes, that was...
Yeah. Probably happened exactly like that, too.
Yes. With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right. And Faith Hill. Wasn't she in that movie?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I was like, bump that movie. I don't want to see Armageddon 2.
Right. The real Armageddon.
Armageddon 2. Earthmageddon. Japanageddon. Ben Affleck and his doofy-ass face.
Yeah.
I don't like Ben Affleck.
But he's gay.
They were also doing trial bombing runs on a harbor that was, like, exactly identical to Pearl Harbor. And they had information about it, and they're like, I don't know. I'm sure it means nothing.
They're just playing war.
They're just having fun. You know, just drop.
You know those silly Japanese
people. They do like we do. They just love to drop bombs on anything.
Right.
Anything. Is that an island? Bomb the hell out of it. I don't want to see that island by tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm so weird about this whole thing, like the war and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Because, like, who in their lifetime goes through two wars?
Yeah.
You know?
Have I gone through two wars?
Because I would have been too young. Well, the Gulf War.
I guess I would have been too young for it.
But I remember that shit. I was like 7th or 8th grade.
What years and stuff of that?
Like... Like 89 through like 92 or something like that.
I would have been like too young to know what the hell was going on though.
But I remember it. It was weird. Yeah, but I guess people have gone through World Wars.
World War 1 and 2.
But the people that have gone through World War 1 should be dead by now. If they're not, then whoa.
Yeah. Or at least lived at the time. Because,
that's true. Well, I guess it is possible then.
Yeah. And Hitler's still alive.
He probably is.
In an oxygen tank in Oklahoma.
Wouldn't that be crazy if something like that did come true?
Like, if he's like a robot. Like they put his brain.
Or just alive in general and no one ever knew it. And here he is being protected.
See, the thing is it wouldn't happen.
What if he dresses up like George Bush?
Oh my god, y'all.
He's from Texas.
Oh. Actually, there's a really cool thing on that. It's something called like readit.com or something like that. And a friend of Fur's from the internet actually posted it. What it is that he has this computer program that he made that picks out the most used words other than like the word the and it, but. Like, takes out all the crap words and uses like the good nouns and verbs and stuff like that. And you can see like. And it does it of all the presidential speeches for, like, all the way back until George Washington and stuff like that. And some of them are crazy. It's funny because at the beginning of his it makes, like, the words bigger the more they're used.
Right.
At the beginning of his term, George W. Bush was, like, the word deficit was humongous. And it gradually got smaller and smaller as the deficit got bigger and bigger. Like, if you saw a graph, you'd notice that they're, like, running perpendicular to each other.
Yeah, the United States is going to hell, I think.
Yeah. It sucks, too, because this country's a bitchin'-ass country. I mean, we're all shaped all cool and shit.
We're all fat.
Yeah, hell yeah we are. Waterworld comes, we'll just be floating.
That is true. Or the Ice Age will be the longest living people on Earth.
What is up?
People will be living on you.
Yeah.
Have little babies playing on your stomach.
Mm. And British people be like, hey, we are skinny. Or something.
And we have bad teeth.
And we have bad teeth.
And we smoke.
And we smoke cigarettes.
And drink wine.
While
or beer.
We do everything. And we are dead from the Ice Age.
Oh, they're weird too. There's a lot of English people in Florida, like in this area.
Yeah, there
too.
Is. Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, I guess they were heading for Texas and like missed
left,
or something.
Or their airplane ran out of gas.
Damn. Oh shit! Oh, hot damn!
I know.
So I don't know if you watch it, but I watch Lost, and today was the last episode till February.
I know, I heard.
That's fucking crazy.
Was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, Wednesday, November the 8th.
I watched the whole first season.
Yeah, and then gave up, and then missed part of the second season, and then couldn't catch up.
Yeah.
If you have Netflix, you can Netflix it, and it'll come as
DVDs. I don't
even
watch TV.
Yeah, it's a good show though. It's a good show.
It from what I saw, it is good. Yeah. But
it gets you hooked.
Apparently, the others live on a completely different island.
Yeah.
So what's going on with that?
I don't know. It's a different island. It's like 2 miles.
So what happened on the last episode?
The last episode involved Kate, which is like the most prominent chick character, and Sawyer in cages, and they were getting it on. In the cages.
They got it on?
Yes, they did.
Because,
in the bear cages.
Did he get out? Or she got out and he put like some kind of beeper thing on him or something?
Yeah, well it turns out that was all
fake.
Yeah. I figured it probably would be a fake, but she gets out and she's like, "Oh, you gotta get out of here. They're gonna kill you. I gotta take off my shirt and do ya."
So you'll die happy.
Yeah, we watched it, I was like,
if I was
chances are I'm gonna die. Toss me a beeger. and she was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I'd be pretty dirty and shit. And she's like, well, how dirty? And I was like, what? I'm gonna die. It'll take like
piss in your mouth, dirty.
Damn. Ho. And I ain't even gonna tell you when I'm done. I'm just gonna fucking
blow it in
cherry cheesecake. You just blow it on your face, punch you in the nose. Damn.
It's a strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, I've always heard it called cherry cheesecake.
Or strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I've heard it goes to strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, it could go whatever way you want. Yeah,
whatever.
You know.
It's blood, it's chrome.
Yeah.
It's a face.
I heard a really funny one the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe you told it to me. I'm not sure. It's called the werewolf. Did you tell this to me?
No,
Marilyn told
it
to me.
It,
that's right. Okay, what it is, do you mind if I explain it? What it is while you're receiving a blowjob,
mm-hmm.
you blow your load on whoever's face,
mm-hmm.
and beforehand, you've shaved off all your pubes,
mm-hmm.
and like have them ready. And once you blow your load, you pop it in their face. So then they're covered in pubes and semen, and it looks
kind of
like a
your
werewolf.
Face right now.
A little bit, yeah.
Minus the cum.
Yeah.
You know what an Incredible Hulk is, right?
No, I have not heard of that.
It's when a girl or a guy's giving you a blowjob. Yeah, we're getting close to being finished. Giving you a blowjob, and you don't tell them you're going to come, and you come in their mouth. And their face just turned green from where they're so sick. It's quite incredible.
Okay, there's another one that's pretty funny that I got to tell you about.
Okay.
It's called the Rear Admiral.
Oh, I haven't heard
of
this one.
This is where you're like doing a chick doggy style,
mm-hmm.
and you've not made any pre-existing commitments about anal sex,
mm-hmm.
and you jump the curb, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, the term for when you jump from the vagina to the
ass. Yeah,
kind of jumping the curb.
I'm not that good.
And then you, so then you go in the ass and she's like, oh, and then you
uh-huh.
pick up her legs and
uh-huh.
like she'll try to walk around the
uh-huh.
room and stuff like that. It's also called a wheelbarrow, but but you get extra points for wearing like an admiral's hat or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That. It's called rear
have
admiral.
You ever heard of the Alaskan Pipeline?
No. Wait, I think I have, but go ahead anyway.
It's where you shit in a condom and then put it in your refrigerator and freeze it,
uh-huh.
and then use it as a dildo.
That's so gross. Why would you even want to do that? Like,
who can shit in a condom?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, who can aim their shit that well? Damn. Like, I have pinpoint.
But someone's had to do it.
Yeah. Or at least just thought it up. Let's just hope somebody just thought it up.
I don't know. That's pretty gross.
Alaskan pipeline. Goodness gracious.
That's bad.
I'm tired enough of fucking you with my penis, ho. I'm gonna fuck you with my poop.
That's just messed up. Alright, I think we're bringing to the show before it gets real gross.
In the show with poop.
And turds. Yeah. Same thing. And poop my turds. Dog barking.
And a damn dog. Been barking at.
What are you doing? And
random things.
What are you doing? Anyway, make sure you visit our website, www. Ooh, did you hear that?
www.foulmonkeys.com.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Visit us at iTunes. Hit me up on AIM, FM, Ricky B.
Ricky B.
Oh, I'm hungry. Can you tell I'm losing weight?
No. But I don't pay attention, so.
When you're talking to a gay person, you're supposed to say yes.
Like, oh my god, you are so fucking thin.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Seriously, I came in here and I was like, who is that little Asian dude?
Like, I'll show you something Asian.
Oh! Wait, what?
Yeah, what was that?
Email us at.
Oh, yeah, email. Oh, call us out on the hotline, 206-984-FOUL. Call and ask Ryan some kind of question.
Yeah, fucking, and I'll answer them.
Yeah.
I seriously am.
He's very creative. He'll actually think about it.
I'll answer you. If y'all ask me a question, I'll motherfucking answer.
Give him a reason. Give him a reason to call.
Free
beachers.
I don't know. No,
you're giving them free beaters.
I'm very committed, okay?
All right, we'll do it. We'll see if people call in.
Yeah.
You would think people, 90 some people downloading, someone would actually call.
One person would be like, I'm going to call this number.
Right. How about the first person that calls and asks Ryan a question will get an autographed picture from him?
Oh,
either of gay Jesus or the Unabomber.
You know, I don't know how to operate the mail, right?
I can do all that.
Damn mail thing confused me. I'll just show up and sign it.
I can do all that. It's all right. All right. Well, you guys have a great week. Ryan hopefully will be on soon again.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Probably not Sunday because I got some motherfucking homework to do.
Well, I'm going to record a show at Barapalooza.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe a video podcast.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's getting dirty.
Not so much. All right, later, people. Bye.
Peace out.